Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking
agency agreements. Agency agreements are widely applied across a number of industries, so it is not something generally associated with one specific industry only. It's more about the underlying purpose of engaging in such an agreement. I have with me today Nicolene Schoeman-Lowe to walk us through these agreements. Nicolene, who are the parties usually involved in these agreements, and what is the nature of that relationship?
Well, usually there's, two or sometimes more parties involved in such a relationship, but let's keep it simple. Usually there are two parties involved in such a relationship, and the main aim of the relationship is for the principal or the owner of certain rights or perhaps certain goods to have a channel through which he or she could take it to market, and they often leverage an agent to do so. So the agent would then essentially sell the products on behalf of the principal or the owner and earn a commission in turn. Often this is also fairly cost effective in many industries because in most industries these representatives or agents often only earn a commission or a remuneration based on a number of sales. So it's relatively cost effective for the principal because they are not having to pay a salary. And on the agent, you know, there's no benchmark really, or there's no glass ceiling on the earning capacity. So in that sense, it's something that works for both parties. But with that being said, it's definitely not always the case that the agent doesn't earn a salary. If they do, it's in any event fairly conservative, and the big money really lies in those commissions that they'll earn.
This seems like an ideal model, but what kind of risks are involved?
Well, I think on the part of the principal, a number of risks exist, actually. If you look at what we often refer to as these rogue agents, in other words, agents that essentially overstep the line. In other words, they make promises that you cannot keep, or they mislead a customer in regards to what a product can and cannot do. Then, obviously, there are customer relations issues, and there could potentially be quite a lot of risks in that situation. So it's very important that those clauses dealing with what the agent can and cannot do are carefully constructed in order to mitigate this as far as possible. On the part of the agent, particularly, I suppose, one that is engaged purely on a commission basis and no underlying basic salary, then, you know, the risk is that you as the agent incur all sorts of costs in order to try and market and sell the products, only to find out that you haven't or will not be paid because of some financial issue or other issue on the part of the principal. So it's really a question of putting in the effort and incurring the expenses as the agent, and you don't get paid.
With these potential risks in mind, what must be considered by the parties when negotiating and entering into these agreements?
Well, I think let's start with the agent, perhaps. The agent, I think, should do a bit of a calculation as to which expenses they foresee incurring, and then to negotiate with the principal to at least pay that, even if it is in the form of a very conservative basic salary or monthly amount. On top of that, to negotiate a market-related commission structure that could then be escalated when and if needs be. And then, of course, on the part of the principal, I think first and foremost, you need to treat an agent as if they are a potential employee. In other words, ensure that this person is the right fit for you and your business, that they'll carry out the correct message, and that there is a certain degree of trust and shared values between you, so as to try and avoid the overstepping situation that we were talking about. But more than that, make sure that you clearly outline what the agent can say and what they can't say, and which undertakings they can or cannot give, because that's really where the massive risk lies on the part of the principal.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skumanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.